WCFW FM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Five seven CFW 80s, 90s, and more. Good morning. Hello, it's Mike McKay here. Happy Tuesday to you. It feels like Monday to me. Good for you. It's a Tuesday, and I hope it's going to be a great day today. Took a few days off, did one of those vacation things where I didn't go anywhere, stayed home, and did all kinds of stuff around the house, around the yard. Kind of got caught up on some things. Didn't cost me much money. Just some sweat equity, I guess. So here we are, back at it. It's good to be back, so to speak. Here's Madonna now, Crazy For You, 105.7 CFW. Good morning.
Swaying room as the music starts. Strangers making the most of the dark. Two by two. Can't you feel the weight of my stare?
1057 CFW.
CFW.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. What is love?
Clair Mornings with Mike McKay on 105.7 CFW.
with my tail in the air. Trick, catch, strut, I'm a
ladies' cat.
I'm a feeling Casanova. Hey,
man, that's that.
Get a shoe thrown at me from a mean old man. Get my dinner from a garbage can.
It's time for your good news story of the day with Mike McKay on 105.7 CFW.
All right, here's a great story out of Superior. Earlier this month, 9-year-old Ava Dalbeck was inspired to set up a lemonade stand. She wanted to raise money for the Northland Canine Foundation in Douglas County. She wanted to sell lemonade, cookies, other treats, and donate the money to the hardworking police dogs in her area so that they could get extra training equipment and things like that. Well, her lemonade stand was a success. She raised over $300. She said their dogs protect our city from like anything that happens. So I appreciate the fact that they can protect our city and make us all safe, Ava said. Douglas County Sheriff Matt Lazard was very appreciative of her generosity and praised Ava for her community spirit. He said, job well done. She said, Ava said, I'm going to do it again and raise more money this time. I'll bet she will.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning and the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Satisfied. Oh, kept playing love like it was just a game. Pretty-
1057 CFW 80s, 90s, more. There's Rick Springfield. It's Mike McKay along with you as we move through this Tuesday morning together, the 22nd of July. Wow. The month is flying by, isn't it? Let me see. We got a bunch of the music festivals out of the way. What do we got coming up next? I know one fest is in August. Couple more county fairs going on. Yeah, and summer's not over yet. Don't give up.
You can't
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7
CFW.
Five, seven, CFW, 80s, 90s, more. There goes Jim Blossoms, Mike McKay along with you. So on my, I mentioned earlier that I took a few days off. It was a staycation, if you will, more like a workcation. Took a few days off so I get caught up on some stuff around the house, all kinds of things. And I just thought, you know what? I just need a few days or I can just get up in the morning and get started on stuff. Did all kinds of things. Put some new torsion springs on my garage door. Did a lot of work around the yard. Spent made quite a few trips to back and forth to Menards, of course. And John, we need to talk. I saw that there was Halloween stuff in Menards already. It's July 26th. John, buddy, we got to talk.
CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
Thank you. trip, take a little trip, take a little trip with me.
More Mike McKay along with you as we move through this Tuesday morning together. It's Tuesday for you. It feels like Monday to me. It's good to be back, though, back at it after taking a few days off. Do you have our free Civic Media app? If you don't, I want you to go to your app store today and download the Civic Media app. Okay, get it on your smartphone. No matter what operating system you have, it works for you. Okay, get it? And then search 105.7 CFW. Make that your station, because every time you open that app, you just press my station and it goes right to us. You can use it to listen to us. You can email us. You can access our website. Of course, you can text us through it. And that's what we also use in our text to win contests, which, by the way, could come up at any time. Hint, hint, wink, wink. Just so you know. And not only that, there's also, you're going to see a microphone icon on there that you can click, and you can leave up to a 60-second voice message. And I would love to hear from you. So hit that. Tell me who you are, where you are, what you're up to this morning, and who knows, you may end up on the radio. Could happen. Here's John White now, 105.7 CFW.
Every time I think of you, I always catch my breath. And I'm still standing here, and you're miles away. And I'm wondering why you left. And there's a storm that's raging through my frozen heart tonight. I hear your name in certain circles, and it always makes me smile. I spend my time thinking about you, and it's almost driving me wild. And there's a heart that's breaking down this long distance line tonight. I ain't missing you at all. Since you've been gone, miss you away.
Altoona wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW.
Economy Furniture in Chippewa Falls is something that you've got to see. The biggest selection for miles around, two jam-packed floors of quality. At Economy, you don't have to wait for a sale. It can be yours immediately. Everyday low prices on the best brand names, and we finance it interest-free. Furnishing the Chippewa Valley since 1950. Economy Furniture's for me.
Hungry for a feast? Fire up your taste buds at Hot Pot Barbecue and Sushi. Sizzle your own meats, simmer savory broths, and dive into fresh sushi, crab legs, and oysters. All unlimited. Family-friendly, fun vibes, and flavors that pop. Visit Hot Pot Barbecue and Sushi at their convenient location on the corner of Claremont and London Road today. Bring your appetite and your crew for Hot Pot, Korean barbecue, crab legs, oysters, and all-you-can-eat sushi. It's the flavor party that you've been waiting for.
I can't believe how spotless my floors look after using the Swiffer Power Mop. No more dragging around a heavy mop and messy bucket. Now I get the same deep clean without all the work. Thanks to the powerful solution and scrubbing pad of the Swiffer Power Mop, dirt and grime don't stand a chance, and I don't break a sweat. Mic drop. mop drop.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
A smarter way to mop. Try it or your money back.
Facing addiction? The Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline offers free confidential support 24/7. Call 211, text your zip code to 898-211, or chat at 211wisconsin.org. Help is waiting. Sponsored by United Way of Wisconsin.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Governor Tony Evers has declared this week as Aviation Week in Wisconsin in honor of the Experimental Aircraft Association Air Venture event in Oshkosh. EAA Air Venture is one of the world's largest air shows and draws hundreds of thousands of people from across the state and greater Midwest region. Officials say around 686,000 people attended Air Venture in 2024, bringing a significant economic impact to the region. The yearly event features thousands of aircrafts, including aerobatic performances, pyrotechnics, and more. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing safety tips for kids riding ATVs and UTVs. DNR officials say there have already been 21 fatal crashes this year, most of which involved riders who were not wearing a helmet or seatbelt. They're reminding younger riders that helmets are required for anyone under 18 years old, and riders under 16 years old must operate age-appropriate vehicles. They're also reminding anyone born in 1988 or later that they are required to complete an ATV safety certification course before operating alone. The official demolition of Zorn Arena at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire is scheduled to take place this week. The university has already started tearing down the nearby Kerr Theater and Brewer Hall as it advances plans to turn that section of the campus into green space and a pedestrian walkway. The arena had previously served as the home for basketball games, as well as commencement ceremonies and political rallies. Those events now take place at the new Sonnentag facility, which officially opened earlier this year. Local child care workers, activists, and parents attended a rally at Phoenix Park in Eau Claire over the weekend, urging state legislators to invest more funding in child care. The event was organized by Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed following the completion of the new biennial state budget. Organizers say the funding approved for supporting the child care industry is not enough to keep many facilities running. They're urging lawmakers to pass already proposed legislation that would provide $480 million in child care investments. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of isolated thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. It's going to be muggy today with a high near 90 and a heat index near 100. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. It's going to be hot and humid tomorrow with a high near 94. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
CFW.
See you.
105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. It's Mike McKay along with you. If you're just getting your day started, welcome to Tuesday. Hope it's going to be a fantastic day today. Thanks for letting me be part of your morning. Good to be back after after a couple of days off. A little staycation. I think I need to call it a workcation because that's what I did. Just worked around the house, did all kinds of stuff. You ever put torsion springs on a garage door? That's, you got to be careful with those. Man, you start winding those, you get to like number 29, 30, 31, 32. That gets kind of scary.
CFW.
Stacy, can I come over?